Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. It is November 4th, 2016, and today's show is called The Second Song, and I was thinking about how carefully Paul Modian and when he did ECM Records, Manfred Eicher always lined up the songs. They really put a lot of work into that, probably more than most people realize. And I noticed that the first and last songs always seem sort of like bookends to the music. And I was wondering about the second song. So that's today's show. I'll be playing all second songs on CDs. And most are from ECM, but not all. We've got a few other ones too. So what you just heard, but before that, I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, that helps to put Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet on the radio for your listening. And but that what you just heard was Lullaby of Birdland, a George Shearing tune from the album Live at Birdland, which was recorded in 2009 and released in 2011 on ECM Records. And that features Charlie Hayden on bass, Lee Konitz on alto saxophone, Brad Meldow on piano, and Paul Modian on drums. Really nice album. And today I'm going to just do a little bit of reading. I'm going to read a little bit from the text of the new Paul Modian composition book, Volume 1, 1973 to 1989, which just came out less than 2 weeks ago, and I'm pretty excited. I've had a lot of orders. And I want to thank everyone for supporting the music of Paul Modian by purchasing it. And it's my goal is to sell enough copies to pay for the printing and to pay for the printing of Volume 2. And I'm well on my way, so I hope this winter I can work on scanning and organizing Volume 2 to put out maybe in the spring. So if you want more information, you can go to paulmodianarchive.com. And next up, we have the album Time and Time Again, 2007 ECM release, with Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. And this is Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard a nice trio of songs. That was a Panonika, a Thelonious Monk tune from Flight of the Blue Jay, a 1996 Winter in Winter release with Palmodian and the Electric Bebop Band, which at that point consisted of Chris Potter and Chris Cheek on saxophones, Brad Chopak on electric guitar, Kurt Rosenwinkel also on electric guitar, and Steve Swallow on electric bass, and Palmodian on drums, of course. And before that, we heard Flight of the Blue Jay, a Palmodian composition from The Storyteller, with Marilyn Crispell on piano, Mark Helius on bass, and Palmodian on drums. ECM release, 2004. And then we heard Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian with Wednesday from Time and Time Again at the top of the set. So I don't know if a theme is emerging. They're kind of mostly fairly mellow kinds of tunes, but I want to also remind you that you're listening to Community Radio, WRFR Low Power 93.3 Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. Next up, I have a CD that's a little bit out of the loop. It's an older one. It's a 1963 Verve recording, Trio 64 it's called, and Bill Evans on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And this is a Capote Arlen tune, A Sleeping Bee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you just heard Shaka Laka, a Palmodian composition from Modian in Tokyo, a JMT Winter and Winter recording from 1985, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. Before that, the same lineup from the 2005 album, I Have the Room Above Her, from ECM Sketches. And then we heard A Sleeping Bee from Trio 64 with Bill Evans and Gary Peacock before that. I was going to read from the text that's in the songbook, and I sort of forgot. So I've got Bill Frisell wrote a really nice music essay, and my brother David McGurl wrote the biography. So I'm going to read a little bit from Bill's essay. I graduated high school in 1969. That year, I went to hear Charles Lloyd's quartet in concert. The band was Keith Jarrett on piano, Ron McClure on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. Just months before that, I had been to see Jimi Hendrix and James Brown. My mind was being blown. Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy had been killed, and the Vietnam War was raging. There was much fear and confusion. In music, there was clarity, beauty, and hope. Music was where I wanted to be. Back then, never in my wildest imagination, if you had told me that someday Paul Modian would call me on the phone and that I would spend 30 years playing music with him, I never would have believed you. Sometimes dreams do come true. What a privilege this has been. I met Paul at a time when he had made a strong commitment to writing and developing his own music, a move away from being a sideman to that of a leader composer. I got to witness firsthand his process. I had the chance to play many of his songs in their very early stages and be right there as they came to life. And this is part of the music essay that Bill Frisell wrote for the compositions of Paul Modian songbook that just came out a couple weeks ago, and I'm selling it myself. My goal is to sell enough to pay for the printing and to pay for the printing of volume 2. So I'm well on the way. I've sold, about 140 plus copies, so I'm pretty excited. I know that might sound like small potatoes, but it's not to me. Next up, I have the song Turn Out the Stars, another Bill Evans tune, which is from the album Bill Evans, a 1990 Polydor release. Thank you.
Thank you.